Today's date is May 13th, 2026, and this is a briefing for Dan. We have six stories today. We'll analyze BMS's $15 billion partnership with Hengrui to enhance oncology R&D, explore Isomorphic Lab's $2.1 billion Series B funding for AI drug discovery, and discuss preclinical findings on tamm-horsfall protein as a novel therapy for triple-negative breast cancer. Additionally, we'll look at the implications of KMT2CD gene loss in cancer targets and AI's role in integrating multi-omics data in oncology research. Bristol Myers Squibb inks $15 billion biobucks deal to bag Hengrui assets, tap China's R&D speed. Bristol Myers Squibb BMS has entered into a notable partnership with Hengrui Pharma, committing $600 million upfront for four oncology assets, with the total potential value of the deal reaching up to $15.2 billion, contingent on various milestone achievements. This collaboration highlights a strategic shift wherein Western pharmaceutical firms increasingly capitalize on the agile research and development capabilities within China's burgeoning biotech landscape. The deal encompasses 13 early-stage programs sourced from both BMS and Hengrui's pipeline, underscoring BMS's intent to enhance its oncology offerings. This partnership may significantly accelerate the development timelines for these assets, given that evidence suggests clinical trials in China can progress 50 to 70% faster compared to Western markets, such as the US. This emphatic advantage positions BMS to potentially reintroduce several oncology therapies to market far more rapidly than traditional procedures allow. Robert Plenge, MD, Chief Research Officer at BMS, expressed the partnership's potential to provide critical efficiency gains. He stressed how leveraging Hengrui's R&D infrastructure could expedite clinical proof-of-concept development. This model could not only hasten timelines, but also foster co-development and commercialization strategies across various global markets, affecting BMS's current pipeline in oncology and potentially reshaping future therapeutic landscapes. However, the collaboration is not devoid of substantial challenges. The differing regulatory environments between the US and China could pose significant hurdles. While streamlined approval pathways in China are touted as beneficial, the intricacies involved in navigating these regulatory frameworks remain complex and necessitate careful management. Should these regulatory variances not align harmoniously, potential obstacles could seriously hinder timelines and the ability to bring these innovations to market. While the four oncology assets involved in the partnership have not been disclosed, their integration with BMS's existing portfolio remains a focal point of interest. Sources indicate that these assets may hold significant promise, although specifics regarding their mechanisms or targeted indications could not be confirmed at this time. Stakeholders and analysts are encouraged to monitor BMS's announcements for clarity on these drugs, which will be crucial in understanding the full implications of the partnership. This collaboration also brings forth profound implications for BMS's market positioning. The potential for quicker development timelines presents a strategic opportunity for BMS, particularly in a climate marked by stagnant pipeline growth. If this partnership proves successful, it stands to revitalize BMS's oncology offerings, potentially translating into stronger market performance and returns on investment for stakeholders. From a broader perspective, the BMS-Hengrui partnership exemplifies a transformative trend within biopharma. The increasing tendency for Western companies to lean on regional capabilities for enhanced operational agility. As firms navigate this complex landscape, the integration of rapid R&D capabilities may redefine approaches to drug development, especially in oncology, where the stakes are significantly high. Still, caution is warranted. Cross-border clinical trials inherently carry risks, and deviations in regulatory processes may introduce uncertainties that could affect the intended outcomes. Analysts have observed a decline in milestone achievement rates within large biopharma partnerships, raising questions about the financial viability and effectiveness of such collaborations. This should prompt BMS decision-makers to meticulously strategize on operational efficiencies to mitigate risks traditionally linked to these large-scale endeavors. As we closely examine the outcomes of this deal, several open questions remain. What are the specific oncology assets BMS intends to develop with Hengrui, and how will they complement existing treatments? How will BMS manage the regulatory challenges posed by this cross-border partnership? And ultimately, can this venture serve as a prototype for future Western pharmaceutical firms tapping into China's transformative biopharma sector? In conclusion, The strategic partnership between BMS and Hengrui represents a significant pivot in the oncology landscape, presenting both opportunities for innovation and challenges in execution. The drive for expedited development and extended market reach through this collaboration signals a noteworthy shift for BMS. Yet the realities of managing regulatory complexities and aligning disparate systems will be key factors determining success. As developments unfold, the biopharma community will gain invaluable insights into the dynamics of such cross-border partnerships in the evolving global landscape of drug development. Isomorphic Labs funding update. Isomorphic Labs, a biotech firm specializing in artificial intelligence for drug discovery, has announced a significant milestone, raising $2.1 billion in a Series B funding round. This investment was led by Thrive Capital, with participation from Alphabet and GV. The funding reflects strong investor confidence in AI-driven methodologies aimed at tackling complex challenges in oncology. The implications of this funding are profound, particularly in the context of the current dynamics within the biotechnology sector. The $2.1 billion infusion is substantial, marking it as one of the largest seen specifically directed toward AI-focused companies in biotech, signaling a potential shift in investment dynamics. This funding is crucial in light of recent struggles for early-stage biotech financing, as it reignites investor enthusiasm and positions Isomorphic Labs as a pivotal player in the oncology therapeutic landscape. Founded in 2021 as a spin-off from Alphabet Inc.'s Google DeepMind, Isomorphic Labs has leveraged AI technologies initially designed for protein folding prediction to accelerate drug discovery efforts. This context underscores the importance of the recent funding, which aims to diversify AI-driven methodologies to address various oncological targets effectively. Given the urgent need for innovative therapies in cancer treatment, particularly in areas currently lacking effective options, this funding represents a critical step forward. Isomorphic Labs' foundational technology is based on AlphaFold, a renowned AI model that predicts protein structures with unparalleled accuracy. This capability enables rapid iteration on potential drug candidates, a vital feature when dealing with the complexities of biological pathways involved in oncology. By utilizing deep learning algorithms to predict molecular interactions, Isomorphic Labs aims to streamline the identification of viable drug candidates, thereby enhancing the speed and cost-effectiveness of developing new therapeutics. Specific details regarding lead assets under development by Isomorphic Labs remain largely unarticulated, a gap that requires attention. While the company's strategic objectives suggest a focus on addressing various oncological targets, solid confirmation regarding which specific areas will be prioritized is still pending. Investigations into potential partnerships with pharmaceutical companies, such as Novartis and Eli Lilly, could yield additional insights into the company's therapeutic focus. Despite promising advancements, noteworthy uncertainties persist. Industry skepticism regarding AI's scalability and its practical efficacy compared to traditional drug development methods remains a concern. Investors will be keenly watching to see how effectively Isomorphic Labs can translate its AI-driven discoveries into clinically applicable outcomes. It's essential to note that while Demis Hassabis, CEO of DeepMind, has indicated that clinical trials for AI-designed drugs could begin by late 2025, further specifics on timelines and parameters would bolster investor confidence. The robust scale of this Series B round, surpassing previous funding rounds in the AI biotech sector, demonstrates significant investor belief in Isomorphic's potential. Historical collaborations with key pharmaceutical companies suggest a trend toward co-developing therapeutics leveraging AI capabilities. However, navigating the regulatory landscape poses challenges. The FDA's guidelines on using AI in drug development underscore the need for clarifying the risks associated with AI technologies. Ensuring compliance and regulatory acceptance will be critical as Isomorphic Labs seeks to validate its methodologies in clinical settings. The implications of this funding extend beyond Isomorphic Labs. Should AI-generated candidates successfully advance through clinical trials and demonstrate efficacy, a broader shift in investor sentiment toward AI biotechnologies could occur. This trend could bring renewed vigor to the commercialization prospects of AI applications in drug discovery. Conversely, failure to achieve the anticipated breakthroughs may dampen enthusiasm for similar ventures in the industry, highlighting the fine line between opportunity and risk associated with AI in biotech. In conclusion, Isomorphic Labs stands at a transformative juncture within the biotech sector. The infusion of $2.1 billion not only underscores robust investor confidence, but positions the firm as a leader in AI-driven drug discovery, particularly in oncology. The promise of its innovative methodologies is substantial, but addressing critical questions surrounding scalability, regulatory compliance, and specific oncological targets will be vital as the company aims to translate this funding into meaningful clinical advancements. The developments in Isomorphic's journey will be closely monitored, reflecting the balance of opportunity and uncertainty that defines the rapidly evolving biotech landscape. Sources: Fierce Biotech, Alphabet's AI biotech Isomorphic Labs bags $2.1 billion Series B to fuel next-gen drug design model. Bloomberg: Google's Isomorphic Labs to raise over $2 billion in new funding. Bloomberg: DeepMind's Hasabis sees AI design drug trials this year. THP's potential in oncology: a novel anti-tumor strategy for triple-negative breast cancer. Recent research published in Scientific Reports highlights the potential of human TAM horsefall protein, or THP, as a novel anti-tumor therapy for triple-negative breast cancer and other solid tumors. This study, led by researchers from institution name pending verification, illustrates THP's ability to not only enhance the efficacy of standard chemotherapy regimens, but also to inhibit tumor growth directly. TNBC is marked by a significant unmet medical need, characterized by its aggressive nature and limited targeted treatment options. This research shifts the focus onto THP, a protein previously studied for its role in urological health, revealing its immunomodulatory effects in cancer biology. The findings indicate that THP significantly impairs proliferation, migration, and survival rates of TNBC cell lines, specifically 4T1 murine and MDA-MB231 human models. In vivo experiments demonstrated that THP reduces tumor growth in a T-cell-dependent manner, significantly improving survival outcomes in treated mice when combined with the chemotherapy agent docetaxel. This T-cell activation suggests that THP enhances the immune response, differentiating it from conventional chemotherapy, which often lacks such specific immunological stimulation. The implications of these findings could transform TNBC management. By demonstrating THP's synergistic effect with chemotherapeutics, this study opens new avenues for treatment and might attract interest from early-stage biotech investors. The mechanism underlying THP's action could provide novel insights into therapeutic strategies, potentially enhancing both efficacy and patient outcomes. However, caution is warranted. While the current data is promising, it remains preclinical and necessitates verification through human trials. The study raises critical questions regarding the specific immune mechanisms that THP engages to exert its anti-tumor effects. Furthermore, the safety profile of THP in therapeutic contexts remains to be established, making further investigations essential. This research forms part of a broader movement in oncology to reevaluate existing treatment paradigms. THP's unique immune modulating properties may offer alternative strategies that stand to enhance patient outcomes in a demographic that has seen little tangible progress in treatment efficacy over recent years. Notably, this study aligns with previous literature emphasizing immune modulation as a compelling strategy in cancer therapy, highlighting the growing recognition of previously overlooked biological pathways. In conclusion, the emergence of THP could signify a pivotal turn in therapeutic options for TNBC as researchers work to validate these preclinical findings in clinical settings. The nuances of THP's interactions within the immune landscape of cancer underscore the importance of integrative research that bridges mechanistic understanding and clinical application. Future studies will need to ascertain the replicability of these results in human cancer models and further explore THP's broader applicability across various solid tumors. As it stands, the study is a beacon of hope, affirming that innovative approaches grounded in immunology could reshape the treatment of one of oncology's most challenging areas. For those interested in the potential pathways forward, the ongoing exploration of THP represents a frontier worth monitoring closely, particularly for investors seeking to support transformative biotech developments. Publication date, April 27, 2026, in Scientific Reports. Link to study: KMT2CD loss and its implications in cancer therapeutics. A recent article published in Nature Reviews Cancer details significant findings regarding the KMT2C and KMT2D genes, which are essential components of the compass complex involved in epigenetic regulation. The study highlights how the loss of these complexes leads to substantial rewiring of enhancer and metabolic pathways in various malignancies, thereby creating new therapeutic vulnerabilities. KMT2C and KMT2D mutations are increasingly recognized as critical drivers in cancers, including breast, colorectal, and bladder cancers. These mutations disrupt normal enhancer functions and lead to aberrant metabolic processes that promote tumorigenesis. The article posits that altered metabolic pathways due to KMT2CD deficiencies can be targeted for drug development, paving the way for tailored therapies designed for cancers characterized by these mutations. A key revelation from the study indicates the potential for restorative strategies targeting compass complex function, which could represent a promising therapeutic avenue. This approach contrasts with conventional treatments, which often overlook the underlying genetic and epigenetic landscape of tumors. By focusing on the metabolic syndromes associated with KMT2CD loss, researchers suggest that targeted interventions could leverage these vulnerabilities effectively. Despite these promising insights, the study emphasizes that significant caveats remain. Comprehensive in vivo validation is imperative to confirm clinical relevance, as findings need to transition from laboratory settings to practical therapeutic applications. The potential for off-target effects when modifying metabolic pathways, alongside questions regarding long-term safety and efficacy, must be carefully evaluated. The broader context reiterates the growing literature associating KMT2C and KMT2D mutations with resistance mechanisms and distinct tumor microenvironments. Prior studies have linked these mutations to therapeutic limitations, hence complicating treatment strategies. This evolving understanding underlines the importance of stratifying patients based on genetic profiles, particularly concerning how KMT2CD mutations may correlate with responses to therapy. The potential implications for patient stratification in clinical trials are noteworthy. Identifying KMT2C and KMT2D mutations as predictive biomarkers could redefine treatment paradigms, ushering in a more personalized approach to oncology. However, unanswered questions linger regarding practical implementation into standard care. The integration of therapies targeting KMT2C-D losses alongside existing treatments presents both opportunities and challenges warranting further investigation. In sum, this study represents a significant advancement in cancer research. It underscores the translational potential of targeting these epigenetic vulnerabilities and enhances our understanding of cancer's complex biology. Specifically, tailored treatment strategies for tumors affected by KMT2C and KMT2D mutations could greatly transform the therapeutic landscape in oncology. Lead author information and specific institutional affiliations were not explicitly detailed in the available findings. However, it is recommended that further research is needed to validate these intriguing hypotheses and their implications for clinical practice. A recent review published in Nature Reviews Cancer on April 21, 2026, emphasizes the significant role of artificial intelligence AI in integrating multi-omics data, marking a vital advancement in personalized oncology. This review highlights AI's utility in enhancing early cancer diagnosis, patient stratification, and understanding drug resistance, which is crucial as oncology increasingly shifts toward data-driven treatment protocols. The integration of multi-omics data, encompassing genomics, transcriptomics, proteomics, and metabolomics, presents a formidable challenge in oncology, notably due to tumor heterogeneity and the complex biological pathways involved. Traditional oncology approaches often fail to consider these complexities, resulting in suboptimal patient outcomes. AI's capacity to process vast datasets allows for pattern identification and prediction of patient responses more effectively than human analysts, addressing a critical need in cancer care. One key aspect of this review is its exploration of computational techniques that amalgamate diverse data, such as clinical records and medical imaging, to produce actionable insights. While specific evidence about the reduction of treatment adaptation times from months to weeks remains uncertain, the review indicates that integrating AI may streamline these processes substantially. Current advancements suggest that the speed and accuracy of AI tools could reduce adaptation times, although direct validation of such claims will require further research. The review underscores practical implications of AI's rapid integration into clinical workflows. AI-enhanced treatment strategies tailored to individual genetic profiles could improve targeted therapies, creating new opportunities for investors. This technology signals a paradigm shift in oncology, providing a more nuanced understanding of cancer biology, which may mitigate the financial risks associated with drug development. Despite the optimistic outlook, the implementation of AI in clinical settings faces hurdles. Regulatory frameworks are still in flux. Establishing clear validation processes and standards for AI technologies is necessary for healthcare providers to fully embrace these innovations. Ethical concerns regarding patient data privacy also persist, especially because effective AI requires access to substantial quantities of sensitive health information for model training. Open questions persist in this arena. What specific AI techniques will ultimately prove most effective in clinical contexts? How will regulatory frameworks evolve to integrate these innovations? Importantly, how can we address the ethical dilemmas surrounding data usage while ensuring equitable access for diverse patient populations? Key studies have underscored the efficacy of AI. For instance, previous research has demonstrated that AI systems can surpass human expert capabilities in specific diagnostic tasks, such as breast cancer screening. Additionally, advancements in multimodal AI, integrating various data sources, hold promise for enhancing oncology research. This crucial integration of AI in multiomics not only reshapes treatment paradigms, but also necessitates that stakeholders navigate emerging regulatory and ethical questions. Investors should closely monitor these developments, as AI represents a transformative shift in stratifying and personalizing patient care moving forward. Given the rapid evolution of this technology, ongoing dialogue and research will be essential to ensure its successful implementation in oncology, potentially leading to better patient outcomes and optimized treatment strategies. Odyssey Therapeutics has recently secured a substantial $304 million from its oversubscribed IPO, marking a notable milestone for the clinical stage biotechnology firm, primarily focused on therapies for autoimmune and inflammatory diseases. This move signals increased investor enthusiasm in the biotech sector and raises implications for funding trends related to oncology. Odyssey's IPO, launched on May 8, 2026, comes in the wake of previous aborted attempts to enter public markets, reflecting the volatility and cautious investor sentiment that characterized the biotech landscape in recent years. Earlier in June 2025, Odyssey had postponed its IPO plans due to unfavorable market conditions, indicating a strategic retreat amid a turbulent financial environment. Analysts now view the successful conclusion of this IPO as a potential indicator of a broader recovery trend in the biotech sector, following a period of stagnation. The funds raised will be directed toward advancing Odyssey's pipeline of innovative therapies targeting unmet medical needs, particularly for conditions such as ulcerative colitis. The company's lead assets, OD-001 and OD-002, are small molecule inhibitors designed to modulate immune responses through the regulation of inflammatory pathways, specifically targeting cytokine activity. These therapies are positioned within a challenging arena, as they address conditions that currently lack satisfactory treatment options. Investors are keenly awaiting clinical trial outcomes for OD-001, which is expected to enter phase 2 trials soon. The outcomes will have significant implications for Odyssey's market position and investor confidence, especially given that efficacy in modulating cytokine activity is closely scrutinized in early phase trials. Clinical readouts are vital in determining the asset's viability. Thus, the upcoming data will either reinforce or hinder the current investor momentum. Odyssey's leadership, under CEO name, has articulated an ambitious vision of evolving into a little large pharma. This strategy resonates with the aim of scaling operations to compete more aggressively in the market, potentially attracting not only additional investment for their autoimmune pipeline, but also enabling cross-pollination into oncology sectors. The company's diversification into multiple therapeutic areas aligns with investor trends seeking broader portfolios that leverage multiple therapeutic modalities. Market observers suggest that Odyssey's IPO could catalyze renewed interest in biotech firms, particularly those focused on immunological therapies. Given the increased investor appetite for public offerings, the successful execution of this IPO might encourage other biotech companies, especially in both immunology and oncology, to follow suit. This trend could reshape the investment landscape, fostering further innovation and collaboration between immunological and oncological therapeutics. Despite these optimistic trends, cautious sentiment remains. The focus on autoimmune indications may dilute Odyssey's direct relevance to the oncology market, potentially limiting broader appeal. If clinical outcomes do not meet the expected benchmarks, it could dissuade future investments not only in Odyssey, but also in similarly positioned firms, particularly those attempting to bridge immunology and oncology. Current investor sentiment regarding immunological therapies does not guarantee the same enthusiasm will extend to oncology investments, as both fields exhibit distinct challenges and capital requirements. Therefore, monitoring Odyssey's clinical and financial trajectory will be essential in gauging future funding flows across various biotech sectors. In terms of transparency, the specific names of institutional investors participating in this round remain undisclosed, leaving a gap in understanding the strategic backing for this significant fundraising event. This lack of clarity could affect perceptions of corporate governance and stakeholder alignment in the wake of increased capital influx. Odyssey's current standing raises further questions about the expected clinical outcomes for both OD-001 and OD-002. What milestones must these assets achieve in their upcoming Phase 2 trials to sustain investor confidence? How do their therapeutic mechanisms compare against existing treatments in terms of efficacy and market positioning? Ultimately, while Odyssey Therapeutics' $304 million IPO marks a significant entry into the public markets, the company is now tasked with demonstrating clinical success to validate investor optimism. As the market analyses its impact, the unfolding narrative will be essential not just for Odyssey, but for the broader investment landscape in biotech, particularly in areas straddling immunological and oncological therapies. Continuous monitoring of clinical results and market reactions will be critical in the coming months, given the dynamic and unpredictable nature of the biotech investment environment.